Mr. Dutton, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Daniel. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. Apologies from this end as well. So I'm glad you're able to call back. Really do appreciate it. In Bundaberg yesterday, productive day. What was the visit about?
Well, it was about catching up with local growers and just talking with some of the producers around issues that they've got. Keith Pitt was very keen to conduct that meeting and just talk about issues that are coming down the pipeline or that they're experiencing now and what we can do as an opposition in terms of our policy that we make up between now and the next election, that we put that together in a way that's going to be of benefit and to support small businesses and families in the Bundaberg region, but across the country as well.
Now, what concerns were farmers expressing to you yesterday in the meetings?
Well, a few concerns. Obviously, water is always the number one, particularly for academias and cane and whatever else people have got on the ground. It's going to require a good season weather-wise, and if not, then they've got to draw on that storage. And so the issue of Paradise Dam was discussed, and Keith Pitt obviously worked hard with a lot of local growers and business people to get that $600 million commitment, and I hope that that can proceed as quickly as possible, because whilst the allocation's an issue and they want to work through how all of that water is dispatched out to the farms and what the allocation will be, the most important thing is to get the work underway, and I hope that that can happen sooner than later. The other issue, which is not just an issue for farmers but for households now, is just the cost of electricity and gas, and it continues to go up. The Prime Minister promised on 97 occasions before the election that power prices would go down by $275, and yet we're seeing with the policies now that Labor's putting in place that we'll have a 35% increase in electricity prices this time next year, and I just don't think families or businesses can afford that.
Well, that was going to be my next question, Mr. Dutton, was about the electricity and that 35%. And you mentioned yesterday in the press conference, people are either going to be thinking about putting the lights on or having a meal on the table.
I think that's the reality. We're in Europe at the moment, they're going to have a pretty harsh winter, and there is this talk about people heating or eating, and that's a terrible situation for people to be put in. Families don't want to be put in a situation where they just can't afford to feed their families, and I don't want us heading down that path in our country. I want to make sure that we can, have a policy that's sensible. I want to reduce emissions, but equally, I want us to be able to allow manufacturing to continue, because there will be a lot of businesses who just say, well, it's just too expensive to do business in Australia now, and we're not going to have a situation where we continue with those Australian jobs. We'll take them offshore, and it won't be any net benefit to the environment, but it will be a situation where you've got a loss of those Aussie jobs, and I just don't think that's good enough. I want to see affordable, reliable energy. I want to see us reduce emissions. It's why we've started the debate about the small modular reactor, which is the latest new age technology in nuclear, which is being adopted by Canada and France and the United States and China and even Germany, where they've got a Greens government, are looking at this at the moment. So there's a lot of difficulty in the mix. But the fact is that the solar panels that work during the daytime when the sun's shining don't work at night.
Yeah.
And you've got to be able to firm up that power. And Labor's obsession with putting 100% renewables into the market means that you just can't firm it up. And if you don't like coal and gas, then what is the answer? This is the great dilemma. And whilst you've got that uncertainty and that cost that continues to go up and up, it's families and small businesses that will suffer.
And finally, Mr. Dutton, if you wouldn't mind, of course, the talk about the Stage 3 tax cuts expected in 2024. Is it still the right policy?
It's absolutely the right policy, because I think during the course of the next 12 months, we're going to see the United States and the United Kingdom go into recession. The Australian economy is very strong. Over the last 9 years of coalition management, we've made a number of decisions which have strengthened the economy, and it would take a lot for Labor to plunge us into recession here. So we'll see what happens in the budget. But I do think we want that economic stimulus, particularly in 24. The tax cuts don't start until July of 24, but they're targeted at people on incomes between $45,000 and $200,000. It reduces the 32.5% tax margin down to 30 cents. and it abolishes a 37-cent tax bracket altogether. So it means that if people work a few extra hours of overtime, or they're studying, or they've applied for a new job or got promoted, it means that they're keeping more of their own money. And for 95% of people, they'll pay no more than 30 cents in the dollar, and higher income earners will move on to that top marginal tax rate. And it provides incentive, and it provides an incentive for people who are aspirational, who want to work hard and buy a rental property so that they can support themselves in retirement or help their kids out. It's an important policy, and I know the Prime Minister sort of ummed and ahed about whether they would keep it or not, and he still hasn't come out to this very day and said definitively whether they will support the tax cuts or not. But I think it's good economic policy, and I certainly hope it can be installed. Now, Daniel, I've got one final question for you, mate. Yep. We're on a road trip now from Bundy up to Rocky this morning. Is there a favourite roadhouse or...
Oh, there's
maybe
so many. There's
stop for a crumb sausage.
Oh, there's so many to choose from. There's so many to choose from. It depends whereabouts you are.
Well, we're heading up toward Gingin now, so we might find somewhere right up there. But
There's plenty of nice bakeries in Gingin. So I really do appreciate your time this morning. Federal Opposition Leader Peter Dutton.
Appreciate you having us on.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time. That is the Federal Opposition Leader Peter Dutton joining us. I really do appreciate the leader's time. It's 13:32 4BU.